We continue with our daily tafsir segment, and we're looking at verses from Surah Waqia, which is the 56th surah of the Noble Quran. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the different groups of people, believers, and how they will be dealt with on the day of Qiyamah. In the foremost verses, Allah speaks about the as-sabiqun, the foremost ones, and the great bounties that await them. From verse 27 onwards, Allah then focuses on the Ashabul Yameen. And Allah says, "Wa Ashabul Yameen, ma Ashabul Yameen." As for those of the right side, what can be said about those on the right side? Now, who are the Ashabul Yameen? The Ashabul Yameen are the people of the right who are initially the Muttaqeen, the righteous believers. There are different groups. Sinful believers will also join the people of the right, some through the sheer grace of Allah, others through being forgiven, through the intercession of a Nabi, of a friend of Allah. Some sinful believers will be punished for their sins, but after serving their punishment, they too will be purified and cleansed of their sins, after which they will join the people on the right. Because the fire of Jahannam is not in fact a punishment, it's rather a way of cleansing for the sins of the believers. What will the people of the right side enjoy? Fi sidrim makhdood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they shall live among thornless lote trees, which will be laden with various types of fruit. So unlike the lote tree of this world, heavenly lote trees have different descriptions. Their fruit will be as large as clay jugs, and their taste cannot be compared to those found in the world. These have been described in various ahadith. وَطَلْحٍ مَنْضُودٍ and bananas in clusters. The trees having layers upon layers, the banana trees and mandood meaning clusters, fruits piled on top of each other. وَظِلِّ مَمْدُودٍ an extended shade. There will be neither intense sunlight, heat, cold, nor darkness. The weather will be moderate, similar to that to the time between dawn and sunrise. The shade will be so lengthy that it will be a swift horse will run continuously for 100 years. وَمَاءٍ مَسْكُوبٍ and water poured forth. This means the water will be flowing constantly on the surface of the ground. وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرَةٍ an abundant of fruit, lots of fruit. The word kathira, abundant, meaning that there will be plenty of fruit and there will be unaccountable varieties of fruit. La maqtu'atu wa la mamnu'a, whose supply is never cut off and will never be forbidden. This means the fruit, the supply of which is never cut off in this world. We have the end of the season. Why don't you get mangoes? It's end of the season. It's now orange season. However, in Jannah, there will be no end of the season. You'll have fruit throughout the year. Whatever fruit you want at all times will be available, will be accessible to a person. So no one will cut it off. There will be no ending of the season, no restrictions whatsoever. وَفُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعٍ and couches raised high. They will be extremely thick and very high, both in form and in status. Furush also may refer to the position that is granted. وَفُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعٍ إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْ شَاءَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also refers to the furush, meaning as the spouse, the wife. Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a, we created those maidens in a wonderful way. Faj'alnahunna abkara, we then made them virgins. Urban atraba, loving companions of the same age. Yashabil yameen, for those on the right side. So this refers to the maidens of paradise. The women of this world will be in paradise. They will be with the males of this world, their spouses. They will be brought onto one level if they both mu'mineen and do good deeds. They will remain young and beautiful forever. The speech and mannerism will cause one another to naturally love each other. And they will all be the same age. And they will maintain the same age. The husband and the wife will be of the same age. So this is the bounties that has been promised for the people of the right side. And they will be on the right side of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that they will remain on the light side. Nabi Salaam also had humor at times, you know, moments of lightheartedness. There was an instance where a lady had come to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala night said, an old lady came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, may Allah make dua that I enter paradise. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in a humorous manner, la tadkhulu al-jannata ajuzan. Old ladies will not enter paradise. And hearing this, the lady got very sad. And according to some narrations, she started weeping. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that she would not enter old, in an old state. When she enters paradise, she would transform into a young, beautiful lady. And with this, the lady became very happy. So this was also a lighter moment in the life of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, describing the honor that will be granted to the people of Jannah. And when we look at who are these people, ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ, a multitude from the early generations and a multitude from the latter generations. So many from the early generations and many from the latter generations. As was the case in the Sabiqoon, there was a large amount from the early and a small amount from the latter generations. That is with regards to the Sabiqoon. And as we mentioned, that the early generations refer to Adam alayhi salam, to the period of the advent of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the latter generation could refer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah. That is the opinion of some of the commentators. And then in terms of other commentators, the people of the right, there will be large numbers of the believers in the righteous ones from the previous generations, as well as a large number from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah. And this is a great honor to the ummah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite us being in this world for a short period of time only, we are compared to the previous communities, to the previous ummah, in terms of having hundreds of thousands of anbiya alayhi sallam. They had, we only had our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet both in the ashabul yameen, there will be large groups from the first type as well as the second type. So that is in the one sense. The other commentary that is given for this verse is that the earlier and latter generations both refer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in a Sabiqoon, you'll have a large amount from the early generations and a small amount from the latter generations. However, when it comes to Ashabul Yameen, then there will be large amounts from the early generations of this ummah, as well as large amounts from the latter generations from this ummah. And this is a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, as well as Muslim, Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, in which he stated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a group of my ummah will always remain on the truth and dominant unharmed by those who fail to support them and those who defy them until the last hour begins. And this is the glad tidings to this ummah, that there will always be individuals from this ummah who will be rightly guided, will be practicing on the deen, and will be upholding the true sharia, will be protecting the deen of Islam, and they will remain steadfast on it. May Allah make us from them.